That was pretty competitive practice, all the red zone work you guys did. There was a lot of plays being made down there.
Oh, yeah. I told him I had about 6 touchdowns today. So it's very competitive, man. We want to make it like that. We want to make it always competitive. We want them to compete so we can be our best when we get on Sundays.
On the other side of the ball, there are a couple of competitive guys, Aaron and Spikes and Corey Graham. So it almost raises the whole practice level of it seems.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Going against them guys, man, you want to win every time so you can – we get in the locker room and talk stuff. So I can't wait to get in there because Corey locker right by mine.
I had a thought about it. When we get to the games, there's a chance. I mean, in your record in the league shows this, and it seems like the catches you'll make will be meaningful catches. Like you might not finish a game with 8 or 10 catches, but the ones you make are going to mean something. Touchdowns, big first downs. Is that the way your career's gone to you?
Oh, yeah. My mom always say make them see it when they want it, when they supposed to see it. That's her, like, saying she always say to me. And it's like big first downs, touchdowns, them are the ones they see. They don't see the first play of the game slants or the second play of the game curl route. But as soon as you catch that 3rd and 15 or tie and touchdown, that's the ones they remember. So it kind of seemed like that's how my career going.
And it seems like the more you get to work here with EJ and the other quarterbacks, but especially EJ, they're going to start to look to you down in the red zone, look for you in the end zone, and know that if they just put it your way, the chances are, you know, you got a better than even chance of coming up with it.
Oh, yeah. I always tell them 96% chance. The other 4% is their fault. So just that, like I always tell you, man, throw it to the clouds, man. I'm going to find a way to bring it down.